In third grade, I had a crush on a girl named Cindy Clark. Now, I don't know how I followed through on my feelings. At that time, if I liked a girl, generally what I would do is tease her and get all in her face and act stupid. It's kind of like what I do now. But I don't really remember exactly what I did, but somehow the class got, they were wise to this. So one day, it's after recess, we're all sitting at our desks, the teacher hasn't come back yet. Some kid starts teasing me about liking Cindy Clark. And the next thing I know, the whole class has joined in. And I think there's possibly a chant going on, something like, Jonathan likes Cindy, Jonathan likes Cindy. I was mortified. This had to stop. I had to crush this allegation as quickly as possible. I had to prove that I absolutely did not like Cindy Clark. So naturally, I went over to her desk and slapped her. Now, if I had thought this thing through a little bit more, I probably would have realized that she might start crying, which she did. So now I'm not just embarrassed, I'm in trouble. The teacher's going to be here any minute, but like the smooth operator I was in those days, I gave her a nickel and asked her not to tell the teacher. That seemed adequate compensation to me. I mean, that should have settled it, but she took the nickel and told the teacher anyway. So that kind of put me off girls for a while. And in fact, in fifth grade, I wrote a whole series of anti-girl poems that I recited in class. One of them began, "The female race belongs in space." But that was long, long time ago. I've gotten over that. I can look back at that now and chuckle. And if I ever were to run into Cindy Clark, of course, I would apologize, and we'd probably have a good laugh about it. But I would ask for my nickel back with interest. Thank you.